There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of January. I don't know about you, but about this time of year, every year, you're sort of in that kind of winter blues mode, right? Where you're like, oh my gosh, it's the end of January, we got February coming in, and not so much right now because of this unbelievable weather. I'm thinking we're living right. This is a good signal that we're living right. I mean, they're about to get walloped with a blizzard on the eastern seaboard, and we're dealing with record-high temperatures. Possibly, I guess. It looks like a sure bet in Bismarck tomorrow. 52, the forecast and high, and the record high is like 48. Today, maybe what is, it looks like the record is 47 in Williston, 49 in Dickinson back in 1931. Bismarck 52 and only forecasted to get to 48, but tomorrow looks like maybe a better shot on some of the records. I love shattering these. Minot has to hit 55 tomorrow. That was the high back in 1906, so that's got a doozy. But the temps are looking good. Unbelievable. Really, really looking nice. We'll hit some 50s. Dickinson 52 today. Way down Henninger, I guess 56 today. A little cooler in the east. Fargo 43, Grand Forks 39, Jamestown 42 for forecasted highs. But tomorrow we start seeing a few more 50s. Gotta like it. I gotta like it. How about you folks? You like that? We'll keep tabs on the temp as it climbs up today as we go throughout the day. But I'm just going to take that as a sign, Todd, that we're doing something right. Blizzards out east, record high temps here in the heartland.
Well, careful what you wish for, but I'm loving it from the North Dakota perspective, yeah.
Very, very nice. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind, and I'm sorry, weather's on my mind. Record high temperatures on my mind today. And a few other things we're going to tackle, including a couple of legislative topics today on the program. My name is Scott Hammond. Todd Mitchell's here. Our telephone number for you to tell us what's on your mind, as simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email is welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Roscoe Striley will join us at the bottom of this hour. He is a House member, North Dakota House member, Republican from Minot. Has a concealed carry bill in the legislature. It's House Bill 1241. And basically, it says if you have a concealed carry permit, you don't have to, you know, carry along a cheat sheet on where you can have your weapon and where you can't. You know, it removes the exemptions. So churches, political functions, music concerts, and public parks would be removed from the list of public gathering places where possessing a firearm or dangerous weapon is currently a Class B misdemeanor under state law. And, you know, I'm with Roscoe on this one because if the state says you can conceal carry, you get the training, you get the permit, you go everything else, and you're okay to take it all these places but not these, it's as if we don't trust people to be responsible with firearms in certain locations. Right? You're okay to have one at the supermarket or at the mall, but you're not okay to have one at a concert. What in the world? You know, you can have it at your workplace, but you can't have it at a public park. Isn't that, that's government meddling, isn't it? What I would ask today, just because you know I'm going to agree with Roscoe Striley here, if you think this is a good idea to have an exemption list, specifically churches, political functions, music concerts, and public parks, just help me understand why you think that way. Why there ought to be, why it's okay in one place but not the other. We'll do this a little backwards. Or if you think it ought to change, you can weigh in on that too. But curious what you think. Again, this one is House Bill 1241, 800 228-0550, 701-258-0550. Remember, last session, there was a bill that allowed anyone with a valid concealed carry permit, again, going through the proper process and all that, as long as they had the permit already, they could carry on school property as long as they had the approval of the school's governing body. And a lot of people went bonkers over this. So, again, you got somebody trained. You got somebody who already carries one. And we're adding the caveat. This came up last session. It has been reintroduced this session by Dwight Kieferd, who's from Valley City, and has continued his efforts on this front. Do you like this idea? Does this make sense to you? And the new bill in this session has a couple of restrictions to it. I'm reading it here. The individual has a valid Class 1 concealed weapons license from North Dakota. The individual has the approval of the public or private school's governing body. And approval hinges on the individual training with local law enforcement for school emergencies to provide a coordinated plan of protection. Man alive, it seems like we are going with belt and suspenders in the way of protections here. And yet these tend to get a lot of blowback from folks. I don't particularly understand why. And again, special request here. If you think it's a bad idea to expand current concealed carry, permit holders from these areas, tell me why. I really want to understand why you think it's a good idea to have these willy-nilly additional restrictions. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. Roscoe Striley, bottom of the hour. We'll talk about him, but in the meantime, I want to get your take on this as well. Maybe here's another reason we have the good weather and they have the blizzard out east, Todd. We revere our military here better than most places. You know, American Sniper is doing well at the box office nationwide, but it is sold out in a number of the showing in North Dakota. Like you want to go see it? You can't because it's sold out. There's pent-up demand for American Sniper. What do you make of that? You have a theory, Todd, on why that is?
It's a story that isn't getting told anywhere else.
And I get that it's
long overdue to be told.
It's obviously performing well nationwide, but seems to be doing extraordinarily well here.
Well, and I've got friends on social media around the country that all pretty much posted the same thing at the end of the movie. I mean, the place was silent and everybody left, just quiet.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see it. We asked both questions on our Facebook page today. First, on the concealed carry side, Taylor says citizens should legally, with proper training and registration, et cetera, be allowed to carry anywhere criminals will carry. So everywhere, because criminals don't follow the law. Well said, Taylor. Another listener says the current regulation should be relaxed, but by having a list of how acceptable places, the list should be decided by the host of any function or place. The bill has too much gray area and loopholes to be enforceable. Bill says, leave it as is. We don't need it. Okay. Andrew says, yes. Expand concealed carry in North Dakota. Bill returns to say, now, do the businesses we send you to do, or next election, we can vote you out. Sick of the Republican do-nothing way. All right, this is not a do-nothing. This is a proposed change. David says, it's ridiculous we even have the regulation. Why are we allowing our elected officials to take our constitutional rights from us only to replace them with neutered versions that take the power away from the people and give it to the government. I guess that's why the legislation exists, David, to say these restrictions ought to be lifted. Again, I'm just having a real hard time saying, okay, they can be there, but they can't be there. Again, if you're already a certified, why prevent you from taking it to a concert? Who decides this stuff? Political function, church, public park. And again, there is separate legislation on the church side. Another says, I think it's ridiculous unless you're having problems in the oil patch with a lot of crime. Now, this legislation's been around long before the increased activity in the oil patch, so I wouldn't go along with that one either. Some good comments here. Welcome others. What's on your mind? Monday edition. Crank it up, my friends, at 800-228-0550 on Super Bowl week.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the bucket these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City, 1204 4th Avenue Northeast. If you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Sanford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Maybe today would be a good time to look up the website aboutthesky.com. Have a good day. Bye.
Aboutthesky.com. All right. You're in charge, Todd, of looking up the websites.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's an emailer. Saw Sniper last night, referring to the movie American Sniper we were chatting about earlier. Was great. Very touching at the end. I can't believe there are those that called him a killer. I would have been proud to serve with him, says the emailer. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. We have two guests today. Bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with Roscoe Strider. We're going to talk about concealed carry. I have a special request of anyone in our audience today that can tell me how exemptions are something that ought to remain in our legislation, in our laws, related to concealed carry permits. Because right now, there is in the law a provision that says, okay, yes, you can have a concealed carry, except don't bring it to a church, don't bring it to a political function, don't bring it to a music concert, and don't bring it to a public park. Roscoe Strider, who's going to join us later this hour, said it's hard to know where you can go anymore. You find yourself a criminal by default almost. It's also a piece of this legislation that would prohibit medical workers from inquiring about a patient's firearms ownership. A lot of opposition to that from the medical community. The director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services, Dr. Andy McLean, said psychiatrists need to ask about firearms when trying to ascertain the risk of a suicide or homicide if someone already identified as a high risk. And said not asking about firearms also sets up a position for malpractice while violating their First Amendment right to free speech. So there's another little area of that as well that's gathering some concern. Want to know what you think here at 800-228-0550. And one other piece of legislation related. This one, House Bill 1157, Ben Koppelman, Republican from West Fargo, saw what happened last October at the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa. Remember when the sergeant-at-arms ended up taking down a gunman who was going through the Parliament? This legislation would exempt elected officials, again, with a concealed weapons license from the law that makes it a Class B misdemeanor to possess a firearm or dangerous weapon at a public gathering or in a publicly owned or operated building. Another place that it's restricted from bringing one into. And, again, this was specifically related to what he saw there. He said the alternative is to install metal detectors or greatly increase the number of armed guards at the Capitol, which would restrict public access and increase costs. He said after the Canadian Parliament situation, he said, look, we're like sitting ducks here. Law enforcement pushed back against that rather handedly. Tom Iverson, our regular trooper Tom participant here on What's on Your Mind of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, said a gunman in the House or Senate chambers would create mass chaos, and the patrol is concerned that having multiple people drawing weapons would make it hard for officers to identify the real threat. It's going to take a little bit of time to process that through your mind. Is that person an elected official, or is that person our suspect or shooter? He offered neutral testimony to the House Judiciary Committee on the particular legislation, but raised that concern. School superintendent, union official, and the North Dakota Supreme Court justice among those who voiced concerns about that bill last week that would allow elected officials to carry concealed weapons in the state capitol and other public buildings. So a number of these are getting attention, and we want to know what you think. Dan says, licensed concealed carry holders are citizens of the United States of America. The gun is a tool, an object. Thousands die daily on our roadways, yet we give driver's licenses to 15-year-old children and celebrate doing so. 15- to 25-year-old drivers are responsible for a lot of crashes, maimed people, deaths annually, yet we continue to debate guns. I'm almost as confused as one of the earlier posters on this one. Remind me again, how many deaths or injuries due to a concealed carry holder were there last year, the year before? Still thinking? I don't remember any. On the other hand, deaths due to licensed drivers? Yeah, dozens. Still no outcry to stop issuing licenses to drivers. Oh, wait, those are accidents. People are still dead and injured. It's the people, not the tool or the object. Great Facebook feedback on these today, and very good point. The gun as an object draws so much attention. And I am looking for the rationale, the reasoning, to say it's okay there, but it's not okay there. No churches, no political functions, no music concerts, no public parks. But take it to work. Take it to the mall. Take it to the gas station. Take it to the farm supply store. Can you help me, friends? Good Facebook feedback here, and I'm welcoming others as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kevin says the only defense against a bad person with a gun is good people with a gun. And when the police can't be there right away, you want that good person around. Agree, Kevin. That's what I thought of when I saw the response from the Highway Patrol saying, you know, the chaos, we're not sure who's who and everything else. Well, what I'm really thinking about is that the instant that happens when there isn't a law enforcement officer there. But there is someone there that, again, has concealed carry permit. Brian and Jamestown, your take on this.
Hey, good morning. I just don't want anybody to get your rights as a concealed carry owner and your ability as a concealed carry owner mixed up. All these people keep coming back talking about, oh, it's our right to have a concealed carry, and I do believe that. I'm a firm believer in it, but I think the part in that legislation that really makes sense is having some training with law enforcement. Then I believe those people should have to sit on a panel and have the law enforcement officers assess their ability to actually protect people and not harm them in a situation like that, because, God, wouldn't it suck to be the guy, you know, one out of two guys holding a gun when a cop shows up ready to shoot somebody with a gun? He doesn't know who you are.
Are you talking about additional training than is currently required?
Yes, yes. I think in that piece of legislation you guys said that they would have to do some type of training with law enforcement to be allowed in, like, a school or something.
Yeah, that, on the school one, they would. Yep, they would have training, and the school would know about it, and, you know, so that would be the rationale behind lifting that one,
yes.
For sure.
Yeah,
I appreciate the call, Brian. What I don't understand is that the current concealed carry restrictions, why you can go one place, you can't go the other. I just don't understand that. Need some help. Roscoe Spriley joins this conversation when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I have something for you to ponder. Is it illegal for our constitutional right to bear arms to put any restrictions on firearms? We shouldn't even need a concealed permit. We should be able to carry an arm at any time per our Constitution. Maybe debate that a little.
All right, well, you are starting that debate right here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Thanks for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Going to chat with Roscoe Striley about several pieces of legislation in this legislative session related to concealed carry in just a moment. Welcome more of your calls as well. Sally and Grand Forks waiting to weigh in on this, too. Todd, let's do a quick little rundown of the temps here because I'm so darn excited about this weather. We got to remind folks as we climb up here what we're doing temp-wise. How are we looking?
You know, if we were getting the precipitation they're going to be getting out in New York City and stuff, it would be rain anyway, as just about everybody's above freezing at the moment. Fargo at 37, Bismarck 38. Minot sitting at 36, Dickinson 35, Williston just about 40. Everybody pretty much sitting in the mid to upper 30s at the moment across the state, and pretty much a clear sky all over.
Some places will get to record highs. Listener just sent a note saying, did I hear you say the record high was 50-something in 1906? It was actually 55 is what I said, the record high in Minot in 1906. And the emailer is saying, does that mean there was global warming back then, too? No doubt that's why it's so warm right now. Oops, I mean climate change. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we're going to get close to some records because the record highs across North Dakota today and tomorrow are all in the 40s and low 50s. Minot's the hot spot, 55 from way back in 1906, but the rest of them, upper 40s and low 50s, so not bad at all. Speaking of Minot, Roscoe Striley, Republican House member from Minot, joins us on the program today on our Newsmaker line to talk about House Bill 1241 and a few other pieces of legislation. Roscoe, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. So what was the original reasoning behind churches, political functions, music concerts, and public parks being exempted from the list of public gathering places where possessing a firearm or dangerous weapon would be unlawful?
Well, Scott, I put in a bill. It's a seven-section bill with a repealer and trying to capture some of the stuff in the concealed in just general gun laws in the state. I just found a little bit crazy being we're a pretty pro-gun state, and yet we have many restrictions. It's very hard to know where you can actually carry anymore. And what this attempted to do, the section you're talking about, churches, obviously, last session, we did tweak that a little bit. Political rallies in public parks, I guess, are the ones in that section. And public parks, you know, I find the most egregious. Does that mean if you're walking, you know, down the road and you happen to trickle onto the park and you're carrying, now you're a criminal? So to me, that, and then I don't know what the committee will do, but that was, I just think that we protect too many areas, and we should trust our law-abiding citizens more than we do.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand the rationale of why this was put in place in the first place. In other words, if it's okay for me to bring my weapon under the current concealed carry law to the mall, right, or to where I work or whatever, but it's not okay to bring it to a concert or, you know, like you say, to a park. What's the rationale behind it? Why was this the law?
Yeah, that's a good question. In the mall, for example, you'd get in trouble if you did that. But in the business, you know, unless it's posted or walking down the street, you're free to do that. But the public park piece, and I don't know why churches or political rallies, for example, were singled out in this. You know, granted, we did it last session, like I said, with churches allowed if the pastor or a person in charge knew who it is, then they could. So there is a small exemption or window of opportunity in a church. But the park, I guess, is, you know, that's the part I find the most egregious. There should be no reason that law-abiding citizens shouldn't be allowed to carry in a park.
Sally, Grand Force question for our guest, Roscoe Striley. Others welcome, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Sally.
Hi. Well, I agree, but, you know, when you, the headlines that we get all the time when there's one of these tragic shootings, whether it be in a school or with a student or just somebody terrorizing a movie theater or whatever, it's always in one of these no-gun zones. A no-gun zone is a killing field. I've said this before. And, you know, I think just the fact of places not having that restriction makes them safer, because if you put yourself in the mindset of somebody that wants to go and make headlines by killing a lot of people and being on page one and on the 6 o'clock news for a couple of weeks, they're not going to go to a place where they think they're going to be taken down the first time they start waving their gun at somebody. They're going to go places where they know no one else is armed. I mean, that's a no-brainer. And if we want to, we shouldn't use the word protection when we're talking about taking people's gun, law-abiding people's guns away from them, because that is not protecting anyone. That is leaving it wide open and unprotected. And obviously, if you use your brain for any of this, you're going to know that the more law-abiding citizens, most of us are, who have a gun, the safer any area is going to be, whether it be a park, a concert, a church or a school or any place else. I think teachers should almost be required to have a gun to prevent the kind of thing that's been happening that does make the headlines, where there are no guns except...
No, and what Sally's saying, I think, would mirror a lot of what people believe. A lot of the constituents you have, Roscoe, yet you get a fair amount of pushback from, in your case, in your bill, the medical community, the education community, to Sally's other point on schools. So what gives here?
I agree with what she's saying. Mostly most of the, in fact, dang near all of the tragic shootings that we've had are in gun-free zones. That should tell us all we need to know. And in this bill, I don't touch on schools. There was another bill that was put in already, so I left that out. But your question to the healthcare piece to this, all this simply says is doctors don't need to know if you own a firearm or not. And, you know, granted, there maybe is exceptions to mental health that was brought up in the hearing. But to me, a doctor is not a firearms expert. They're not an, it shouldn't be an education tool. They're a doctor. They're no more qualified than, you know, an auto mechanic or something. To me, that part is important. I don't know if it'll make it through committee, but there's no reason a doctor needs to know if I have a gun or not.
And, you know, are these from the people? I mean, I realize you're getting pushback from, you know, certain slivers of the different constituencies, but why are these being debated? Is this a call from constituents saying, please make some common sense changes here?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in the interim talking with concealed instructor and other constituents, and a lot of this comes from what they thought would be appropriate changes. I mean, I could list, you know, there's another 10 sections probably a person could put in this bill, but some of these I thought were great. As far as you know, Section 5 of the bill deals with a loaded weapon in a car. Section 7 deals with having a loaded weapon while you're hunting. So if I'm hunting with a rifle and I have a loaded pistol, I'm actually breaking the law. So just because I'm hunting, I lose my Second Amendment right to hold or have a concealed pistol. Well, that's just totally wrong in my mind, so I would hope that that section would move forward.
What is your guess as far as the proposed changes here? You think these are going to get through?
We'll see. I think the liquor establishments, the healthcare piece, those will be a little bit more difficult. The churches might be difficult sections. We'll have to see with the committee. It was a good hearing. There was a lot of opposition. Most of the opposition actually was around the healthcare piece, and the doctors in, you know, psychiatric community feels that they need to ask these questions, and I just don't, like I said, unless there's imminent threat or danger to self or others, there's no reason I need to answer a question whether or not I own a gun if I go in for a physical, and therefore then it gets put into my medical record. I find that really egregious.
Yeah, again, unless there's some specific mental health concern, right? You know, is this person going to harm themselves? Or are they going to harm someone else? But, I mean, that's a pretty narrow. You could fix that pretty easily, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I possibly will offer an amendment to the committee, you know, to correct that issue as far as I put it in. It didn't exclude anybody. Yeah, I wouldn't mind amending it for a small section to do that. But overall, I mean, it's a comprehensive bill with, you know, some tweaks to the law, some major policy ramifications, but yet, why do we punish law-abiding citizens in this state? I find that to be the what we do, and it's unfortunate because criminals do not care what the Century Code says. They're going to break the law no matter what, so we need to arm our citizens with proper regulations and restrictions.
And I want to ask you about a couple other pieces of legislation, but before I do, specifically on some of the concealed carry changes, the Dwight Keever bill that was up last session, that's back this session, specifically related to schools. If you already have a concealed carry, you have the approval of the school, and you have training with local law enforcement, you'd be okay to have a gun at the school. That's back. Didn't happen last time. Do you support that?
Absolutely. 100% support that bill.
And another one that Kim Koppelman has that says, hey, we as elected leaders here, again, same deal, have concealed carry weapons already, but shouldn't be prevented from having it at a right now the law says it's a misdemeanor if you carry at a public gathering or in a public owned or operated building, meaning legislators can't have a weapon, again, when they're already concealed carry at the legislature. Should that change?
I think that was Ben Koppelman's, Representative Ben Koppelman's bill, and I like that bill, but, you know, I'd like to see not just carving us out of it, and somehow we're more important. I'll absolutely support that bill. The Highway Patrol and Security does a great job in the Capitol, but yet we don't have metal detectors. We're probably one of the only states, very few states, that are really open to the public, which I like, but yet that is a target, too. So I don't mind the bill, but I'd like to see it not just be legislators.
Yeah, the exemptions are what, to me, are the peril here. Interesting stuff, and a few of them, you're right, it is Ben Koppelman, not Kim. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some other legislation that's making its way through this session of the legislature, specifically on higher ed. Any questions you have for Roscoe Striley, certainly welcome. 701-258-0550. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource. Check out that website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about the $30 billion in economic impact from the industry and 60,000 jobs at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Continuing our chat now with Roscoe Striley from Minot on some legislation. We talked about the number of concealed carry laws being proposed, and we're going to talk about higher ed here in a moment. Mark in Bismarck has a question first, though. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about House Bill 1225, introduced by Representative Andy Maragos. And this bill would allow members of the U.S. military, active members, either in the Army, the Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, or the North Dakota National Guard, Air Reserve, whatever, under the age of 21, if they are 18 and older, with an active military ID, and active military IDs do have pictures on it, would allow those young people, men and women, to go into a bar and be served alcohol. Or purchase alcohol in a liquor establishment. I asked my representatives in District 35 to introduce the bill, and they would not, but Representative Maragos did. I can tell you all the statistics. If you want to hear it, up and down, good and bad, I've got all the numbers, where you can drink, where you can't drink, whatever. But the question is, would you support House Bill 1225 allowing 18, 19, and 20-year-olds active military personnel to go into an alcoholic or a restaurant and order a beer, a wine, or a spirit of some sort while they're serving in the U.S. military?
Roscoe,
well, that,
what do you think?
Yeah, and that's my my seatmate and obviously a District 3 representative, just like I am. And I guess I wasn't aware he put that one in. But to me, that's, I mean, you're picking out a specific group of individuals, and granted, they're superior individuals probably to most of us. But I don't know that just picking out that particular group is appropriate public policy. If you want to do it, just do the whole everybody then. To me, that, and I understand they're obviously fighting and dying and for our cause, and I get that, and Andy's a former veteran, but I don't know that I could support just that specific group.
Mark, we'll keep tabs on that and invite Representative Maragos on as well, and maybe have you back as well. Appreciate it. Jamie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Roscoe Strily. Go ahead.
Morning. Hey, Roscoe, I appreciate what you're trying to do here for our gun rights. Wish we have more people that do that, that are elected in this state. Something that really gets my dander fired up here is when people come on and, you know, I know I heard one of your callers or an email or something you said on Facebook talking about, you know, the special training that these police have and this and that, and they always bring that up about how concealed carry holders should have to, you know, be held to the standard of the police. Well, if you ever been around, I'm not saying all police are bad shots, but I've been around enough of them at gun ranges and, you know, people I know and acquaintances and even a lot of former military people I know. You know, these people don't have special Jedi powers with their handguns. In fact, a lot of them are pretty terrible shots. And, you know, when I hear this, that we should be held to the standard of the police shooting, we should be held to a little better standard than that. You know, these guys aren't any more special than the average citizen is, who shoots a lot, which I personally do shoot a lot, so I have a lot of confidence in my ability to shoot a gun. But this Iverson guy coming in there talking about how he'd be confused if the shooting was going down in the Capitol or someone. Well, if you're the only guy in there with a gun and somebody's going to come in there and do a shooting, I think they'd probably take out the guy who they know has a gun first, and then what? Then the rest of the people in there are sitting ducks. But if you guys are going to carry your guns up there as legislatures, I wouldn't support it unless all the other people like me can go in there. I personally probably ever get to the Capitol building, but it should still be my right, just as it is a legislator's right to carry a gun there, because they're citizens just like me.
Jamie, appreciate the call. And
I agree.
Yeah. I want to ask you quickly, because I know you're on the House Appropriations Committee that deals with education and environment spending. You've heard some requests from higher ed. What's your take so far?
Well, we had the overviews last week, and, you know, in the current budget environment we're in, it's we're looking at $35 million increase in the base. We're looking at $54 million inflation, $30 million in tuition. They're looking at huge, huge increases, and I think it's going to be a tough sell. And obviously, with some of the stuff that's went on in higher ed, I think it's time that this session, the legislature, take back their authority to regulate or set tuition, as well as get a handle on some of this explosive growth and spending with honestly very, very little enrollment increase. So it's going to be an interesting discussion. And we're talking tuition today, actually, bills capping, bills setting, basically. So it'll be an interesting discussion in the next couple of weeks.
And in the case where there are talking tuition freezes, while tuition would freeze, that would require more of the legislature in the way of funding for the schools, right?
Exactly. If we were to hold all tuition flat, it would require $30 million. And I guess my inclination would be to hold tuition flat yet not provide the appropriation. There's $30 million in efficiencies that easily could be found.
by every, you know, that would obviously be spread across the campuses, and the larger ones, that's a bigger number, but also they've got bigger students. So to me, it's probably the way to go, but without the appropriations to compensate them for that.
Thanks for the update, Roscoe. Appreciate good catching up with you on a number of pieces of legislation. Roscoe Spryley, Republican from Minot, member of the House, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls after a news break. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.